Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We've spent the first few installments discussing aspects of the walls of the sukkah, and now it's worthwhile to talk about the schach, the cover of the sukkah itself. It's just interesting to think about in the context of the schach. I believe we mentioned this at the beginning of the series, but the Gemara says that the sukkah needs to be a diras arai, a temporary type dwelling. Even so, it's all right for the walls of one sukkah to be very permanent. The manifestation of the temporary nature of the sukkah really comes through the schach. It's not a coincidence that the words schach and sukkah are so similar. The core component of the sukkah, there are laws about the walls, numerous laws we've touched on, but the core of it is the schach. The real representation of the sukkah is the schach. So much so, there's a discussion at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah that it could very well be, there's a position that says that if you couldn't see the schach, you might not even be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. There's an opinion like that in the Gemara, because the schach is what it's all about. So let's talk a little bit about this cover. There are a few general rules. The schach has to be something that grows from the ground. The schach has to be something that no longer is attached to the ground. And the schach has to be something that is not ro'i l'kabel tumah, that is not eligible to accept ritual impurity, meaning it has to be something that has not been designated and or processed to be some type of functional item. So just to run an example for a moment, if a person took a bamboo, so bamboo grows from the ground, as many of our backyards in Kent Mill can attest to. Bamboo grows from the ground. The person would take that bamboo, would cut it, would detach it from the ground. That would be perfectly fine for one schach. If a person went to the Jewish bookstore and got a bamboo mat, with sukkah certification, that would be fine. But the very same situation, a person went to the hardware store and got a bamboo mat, and this mat was made for the purposes of not used for a sukkah, but it was processed so that it could be a great welcome mat when you came in, or that it could be used as blinds for a window or something of that sort. If it was made with that intent, that would be a problem. That would potentially be a problem. It's not that schach has to be made or organized with the mitzvah of sukkah in mind. It's not the idea. But what the idea is it can't be that it was put together for some other function, for some other purpose. It doesn't have to be specifically cut for the purpose of schach, but it can't be that it was connected and processed in some way for the purpose of some other functional use. Those are the basic guidelines for the schach itself. We know that the schach is supposed to be arranged in a manner that there's more shade than sun in the sukkah. On the other hand, it's a very interesting statement. The halacha also is that rain is supposed to be able to come in. If the schach was so thick that if it rained, nothing would come in, that actually would render the schach invalid. That's one thing. And secondary to that, ideally, the schach is supposed to be spread out enough, not only that rain could come in, but that if you look up at night, you could see the stars. That's ideal, but it would still be a kosher sukkah if you couldn't see the stars, but it's highly preferable to be able to see the stars. If the rain couldn't come in, then it's not arai. Then it's not temporary by nature anymore, and it would actually be pusel. So again, just to highlight the main points, schach grows from the ground. It's no longer connected to the ground. It can't have been put together for some other functional purpose. And the arrangement of schach over the sukkah has to be more shade than sun let in. But having said that, it must be that rain could get in through the schach. And it's highly preferable that the schach is spread out enough that you could see stars. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.